Yellen spent 4 days in China. She arrived last Thursday and held 10 hours of talks spread out over Friday and Saturday with her Chinese counterpart, Vice Premier Haley Feng. The trip is part of a wider effort by the Biden administration to revive relations with China that are at their lowest level in decades due to disputes over technology, security, and Taiwan, among other issues. Treasury officials said the goal of the trip was to encourage communication and that no agreements on big disputes were expected. Speaking on her last day of the trip, Yellen said that while the United States and China did not see eye to eye on a range of issues, it behooved both countries to avoid letting their relationship become overly adversarial.
The U.S. and China have significant disagreements. Those disagreements need to be communicated clearly and directly. But President Biden and I do not see the relationship between the U.S. and China through the frame of great power conflict. We believe that the world is big enough for both of our countries to thrive. Both nations have an obligation to responsibly manage this relationship, to find a way to live together and share in global prosperity.
Among other points of economic contention, late last year, the Biden administration introduced new bans on exporting semiconductor chips and other high-tech equipment to China. The United States said that these prohibitions were meant to protect U.S. national security and foreign policy interests, but China accused Washington of trying to hamper its technological development in fields like supercomputing, military development, and artificial intelligence. While Beijing has been slow to retaliate, this week the Chinese government announced new controls on exports of certain metals necessary in making semiconductors and solar panels. Yellen told Chinese officials that the tariffs, export bans, and sanctions that the United States has taken against China were not meant to signal a break between the two nations.
There is an important distinction between decoupling on the one hand and, on the other hand, diversifying critical supply chains or taking targeted national security actions. We know that a decoupling of the world's two largest economies would be disastrous for both countries and destabilizing for the world, and it would be virtually impossible to undertake.
Throughout her visit, Yellen appealed for, quote, healthy economic competition, a reference to complaints that China violates its free trade commitments by subsidizing and shielding politically favored industries from private and foreign competition. Yellen said she had expressed concern to Chinese officials about coercive activities against U.S. companies and said that the United States would not back down from its sanctions against China that were put in place in response to activities that threatened U.S. national security.
The U.S. will continue to take targeted actions that are necessary to protect our national security interests and those of our allies. As we do so, we adhere to a set of important principles, like making sure our national security actions are transparent, narrowly scoped, and targeted to clear objectives. Importantly, these actions are motivated by straightforward national security considerations. They are not used by us to gain economic advantage.
The Treasury Secretary's meetings were not wholly combative. Yellen said that they took time to discuss issues where the U.S. and China shared common ground.
We discuss areas where we can work together on global challenges, from tackling the climate crisis to addressing sovereign debt sustainability. This is not a bilateral issue between China and the United States. It is about responsible global leadership. The world deserves and expects its two largest economies to work together on these global problems and help find solutions.
Yellen said that while she did not believe her trip would improve U.S.-China relations overnight, she hoped it would be a starting point towards lowering tensions between the two countries.
No one visit will solve our challenges overnight. But I expect that this trip will help build a resilient and productive channel of communication with China's new economic team.
President Joe Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, is due to become the next senior U.S. official to visit China next week. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.